Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm now being joined by Dyke and Hartford football coach Don Betts. The Wolverines got their season started here on Friday night with a 21-7 loss on the road to Grundy Center. Coach, thanks for taking some time here this morning. Just kind of want to get your initial thoughts on this one where you took a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, but unfortunately we're not able to hang on in this one as Grundy Center scores three unanswered touchdowns to pull away with the win last night. Just kind of want to get your thoughts on this one and how things ultimately weren't able to go in your favor here against Grundy.
Well, thanks for having me on, John. Appreciate that. I thought it was two pretty good high school football teams trading blows out there, and they made a few more plays than us. I think that's really what it came down to. We were able to jump out early, like you said, but they were able to make more plays in that second half, and I thought that was really the difference in the game.
So when it comes to offensively here for your team, you were able to get on the board in the first quarter with that 7-0 lead. Looks like, if I'm not mistaken, a 40-yard touchdown here from Meester to Devin Lotz through the air. So, not able to get much on the board the rest of the way. What were some of the biggest factors in you maybe not being able to sustain some of that offensive momentum and string together some drives?
It was, I think it was mostly mistakes on our part. You know, those little things that, we were one block away. We were, one catch away, we're one penalty away from getting a consistent offensive performance. And we did some really good things offensively, I thought, at times. But we just couldn't be consistent with it. And part of that comes with that first game of the season, trying to build that consistency. But there's definitely some things we need to work on and get better at. But the big thing is just consistently being able to put together drives putting plays together one after another after another. And I think we've got to do a better job of being able to do those types of things and then finish drives.
And then on the flip side defensively, you do give up the three scores here to Grundy, so it's not like they totally lit up the scoreboard, but not enough to give your offense some opportunities. So what do you think were ultimately the biggest things here defensively and how that aspect of the game plan was executed by your guys?
I thought we limited their running game and did a pretty good job against their running game. They were able to move the ball through the air against us much better than I thought they would. The Volks kid is a stud, and they went to him repeatedly when they needed to, and he made some big plays for him. But the Dabrowski kid, for his first varsity action at quarterback, I thought he played very, very well for them throwing the football. And we weren't able to get a consistent pass rush on him, and their kids made plays when ours didn't in the passing game. And I thought that was the difference defensively, was their kids making plays and our kids didn't.
All right, before we move on to a couple more things here with moving forward, just want to give you a chance to recognize some of your guys here as well. We did mention the 40-yard touchdown from Meester to Lotz through the air. Any other guys you kind of want to recognize for their efforts here last night?
Well, I thought our front six defensively, Jack Severson and Noah Borchin at linebacker, Lou Texter, Jack Haynes, Tate DeBurr, Dawson Dietrich, and Cal Halverson. We kind of rotate the guys in there. I thought defensively we did a nice job. As I said, limiting their running game. Offensively, we just couldn't get any consistency. And we had some guys play well here and there, but we just couldn't piece stuff together. But we'll bounce back. I have a lot of faith and belief in this group of seniors that we have. And I know they're disappointed with how things went last night, but we got a long season ahead of us, and I have no doubt in my mind they'll bounce back.
Yeah, so when it comes to moving forward here, getting ready for not only next week, but, you know, in the future, past next week as well, what are some of the biggest steps that you're going to be hoping to take here, maybe especially offensively with that consistency factor, to hopefully be able to start capitalizing in some scenarios? What are those biggest steps looking like for you right now, you think?
Well, I think offensively we've got to really identify who we are. I think that if you look at Grundy Center, for example, they know who they are. You know what you're going to get from them consistently offensively, and they're really good at it. We haven't found that yet for our team. We've got to identify who we are, who we want to be as an offense, and then we need to really work on that. So, you know, we've got a list of things. We've got a great group of coaches. I know our kids are going to be chomping at the bit to come in Monday and get better. And we're going to identify those things and then move forward with that offensively. Defensively, we've got to do a little better job with our pass coverage. We've got to probably make some tweaks and some changes in what we're doing, and that falls on me as the coach. So we'll get that corrected, and we'll get moving forward for next week.
And when it comes to that improvement from week one to week two, every coach will always say that's the biggest week of improvement for a team. I have to imagine that the prospect of that with these guys, especially with just how veteran this team is, I have to imagine that's that has to provide quite a bit of excitement for you and the staff, right?
Yeah, like I said, I've got great faith in these kids. I think that our seniors have put in a lot of time since last season and the off season. Weight room, doing things on their own, all of those kinds of things to have a great season this year. And I know they're disappointed in how things worked out last night. And I have no doubt they're going to come in, and we're going to get after it and get better and work on all those little things. And as you said, you really don't know what you've got until you put somebody out on the field against you. You know, you can practice all you want against yourself, but it's that first game that identifies the things you need to work on. So we've got a list of those now, and I know our kids are going to be chomping at the bit to get going on that.
Yeah, and just want to get your initial thoughts on traditionally strong West Branch team coming to your place for your home opener next week. I'm sure you'll kind of start diving into them here later today.
Yeah, and I've glanced a little bit of film already last night. I took a look at what I could find, and they look typical of West Branch. They're going to be a physical team, very good athletes. I know they ran into a buzzsaw last night with Williamsburg, but boy, what I saw from Williamsburg is they're loaded. So, you know, I am sure that West Branch is going to be just like us, chomping at the bit to get back at it and get to that second game. So we'll have our hands full with those guys. They're fairly young from what I've seen. They play a lot of underclassmen, and you know that with a bunch of underclassmen, they get that first game under their belt. They're going to be looking to improve and working hard to improve. So we're going to have to do the same thing. It should be a good battle next week.
Anything else you'd like to share about your team before we wrap up today?
Just want to say that it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, and we're disappointed in the results, but I'm certainly not disappointed in our team. I think these guys will do the right things to make corrections as we go forward. And, you know, we've got a knuckle buster of a schedule. And last night just kind of proved that, you know, it's not going to be an easy season for us. And I believe in our kids, and I believe we'll be just fine.
That's Dyke New Hartford football coach Don Betts here on the Coach's Corner. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here next week with West Branch.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right. More of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.